Bell. The week started out with the question, who will have their defining moment at the Arnold Palmer Invitational? We certainly found out. Hi, and welcome into the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka. Proud to be here with my co-host, Jay Randolph Jr. There were several defining moments at Bay Hill, none more impressive than Bryson DeChambeau and that massive drive on the sixth hole. Jay, I want to bring you in here, but what I said at that moment, it was the long drive competition meeting up with the PGA Tour. Your thoughts?
It's a fascinating case study, Bryson DeChambeau. You know, I saw a tweet earlier this week by a golf writer that put up Jack's golf swing, and when I say Jack, I'm talking about Jack Nicklaus, and Bryson's. And Jack having that power that he kind of had initially when he came out on tour. You know, that I played that golf course. I think a lot of players in the field just didn't know what to think. He's the most exciting player at this point in the game today. No, he's not bigger than Tiger, and he may not be better than Dustin or Justin or Rory. But you cannot deny the fact that he makes you watch and makes you look and makes you think. And he's won 8 times now. You mentioned it last week, Bob, that we hadn't had a multiple winner on tour and that you said it was coming at Bay Hill, and it did. I don't think he's the best player in the world. I think any week, though, he can be the best player in the field. And in fact, he can be the best player in the field by a couple, as he's proven before. So, you know, the story continues. And it's an interesting ride. It's already been one. And you know, he's not done trying to muscle up and overpower and all that stuff. It's unique. I'm becoming more of a fan than I was a year ago of the guy.
Well, in case there have been some of our listeners hiding under a rock, all the excitement was about the par 5 sixth hole at Bay Hill, all over water. Bryson DeChambeau felt the conditions were right, and he took the head cover off the driver. The crowds went wild. Let me put it in perspective, that sixth hole. My good friend, and been a friend for a long time, Bob Joyce, a club pro. He's played there many times. He said the best he ever played that hole, listen to this, Jay, driver, 3-wood, 7-iron on the green, and Bryson DeChambeau hits it far enough. He didn't land on the green, but he hit it far enough to get there. That crowd went ballistic.
And so did he.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he looked like he'd won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, as you said, long driving meets the PGA Tour. He made birdie. You know, if he would have taken it at the green or at just to the right of the bunker, at the right bunker, he'd have been even with the green. I mean, it's a line, if you've played the golf course, it's a line you don't even consider. It's a line that you see and go, oh, no, that's going to be deep in the water. But not him. Not him, and Bob Joyce has got game. I mean, Nicklaus had to be sitting in his chair going, what in the hell is going on? But, you know, there are a lot of equalizers, and, you know, it's not going to happen every week. I mean, I don't believe he'll come out and have that big a performance this week at the TPC, but he might. But any given week, folks, this guy can wax him.
Well, just in case you're thinking nobody's ever going down this path, well, there was a big ball hitter back in the late 90s by the name of John Daly. He decided he was going to go for that green. And 18 shots later, he walked off that hole saying, it's too far for me. Anyway, I'll tell you what, good time right now. Why don't we listen to what Bryson had to say after that feat?
It's incredible. You know, I think also, setting me up for the rest of the season, winning twice in 1 year. Obviously, one of the things I'm excited about is Century Tournament of Champions next year, the beginning of next year. I always look forward to doing that, so I'm glad to get that out of the way. And I feel like now I'm free-flowing and I can just go at it for the rest of the year. You can't just hit it far out here on the PGA Tour. You have to be able to control your golf ball, flight the ball, hit it high when you need to, and control your shots out of the rough. Today's was a perfect example of you're not going to hit every fairway. It's just nearly impossible. And, you know, learning how to play out of the rough, learning how to control your golf ball and get it to run up next to holes is a very important part of the game. I think that that's a underrated part of my game for sure.
You know, Jay, before we went on the air, you reminded me that Bryson, he actually led on the par threes for the week. I mean, that just seems unbelievable. Hit it that far and dominate the par threes on the other end.
He hit it right on 18 on Saturday into some pretty thick rough. When you're standing on that shot in the right rough, I mean, all you see is water. Yeah, you got the bailout left, but, you're just staring down the water. He had like a buck 81. And he just overpowered it out of there with a 7-iron and got it onto the green. And just as we saw Tiger hit that bunker shot at the Canadian Open back in the day, that was, I think at that time, that was a shot only Tiger could play and execute. And I almost had the sense on Saturday that when Bryson hit the shot he did from a bad lie in the right rough from a buck 81 with a 7-iron, I don't know that anybody else in the field could have done that, or anybody else in the field would have said, yeah, that's the line I'm taking, instead of playing to the left bunker or playing short of the green. It's a unique situation that this guy is creating for himself. And you mentioned John Daly being long. John wasn't looking at any geometry for his putting. the only thing he was looking up was, where's the tavern? I mean, you know, it's just a whole new ball game, Bob.
You're trying to tell me that John didn't study physics at the University of Arkansas?
No, he did not.
Good old John. He's been a friend of the show for a long time. We love the game. And somebody else we love, he's been a friend, with all my work in Europe, I really have become close to Lee Westwood. And the performance he put on going head-to-head with DeChambeau at 47 years old, Jay, you had to be inspired by that incredible play by Lee Westwood.
He looks better at 47 than he did at 25. I mean, the work that he has obviously clearly put in on his body and his golf game must give him a ton of confidence. Thought he might have a chance to get it done there. He's up to 31st in the world after really reinventing himself physically and kind of popping up the last year and a half and playing good golf and playing so well on the European Tour where he played because he didn't come over to the States. Good stuff for a good guy. And a lot of people, Bob, think he's going to follow it up this week at the TPC. I'd slow that roll a little bit and enjoy what we've seen so far. But good stuff from Lee Westwood and Corey Connors. He hung in pretty tough and finished third in the heat going into that final round. And then there's Spieth. I mean, you can't say this is a pop-up and done. I mean, this is four events now where Jordan Spieth has clearly been ready to go and close to having a chance to win. So that Masters is coming up. And Jordan Spieth is feeling good.
Well, the other day I had an opportunity to converse with Lee Westwood, and I asked him what impresses him about Bryson's game.
Some of the iron shots here into the wind, the way he kept the ball down, and 17, 7, par 3, 2, you know, and he's got a big advantage. He was hitting 6 iron off some tees where I was hitting a hybrid on the par 4s to get in the fairway, and, you know, really knocking it down and holding it into the wind. And, you know, that's an aspect of his game I don't think people appreciate.
Boy, oh boy. You know, Bryson can't get any better compliments than if they come from the very sage voice of Lee Westwood. He traditionally tells it like it is. And for him to, you know, it was heartbreaking. He didn't win, but he certainly had a lot of admiration for Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think a lot of them have to. I mean, you have to respect what Bryson is doing. And I mentioned Westwood and the hard work that he put in to reconfigure his body and work on his game. He knows what that's all about, and he knows Bryson's doing it. And Bryson, isn't, you know, made no bones about it. I mean, after he wins a golf tournament, he goes and has a milkshake and some Jell-O pudding and plays pinball, and then he's back at it the next day like, you know, Hercules. I mean, you know, what a tale of two different guys and two different styles of play, but I'm sure both are very impressed with each other.
Yeah, well, Bryson was out on the range on Saturday night when it was dark. He needed floodlights in order to practice. Lee Westwood didn't need any floodlights. He could see the label on that bottle of wine very well and certainly enjoyed it. Well, a lot of players getting ready for this week, the Players' Championship. Tommy Fleetwood played well. Others played well. You know, it's really a great warm-up for the players, for a lot of guys. And I think you got some great information about a great place to play when you're in the St. Louis area.
Enjoy golf as it was meant to be played at Gateway National Golf Links, a stunning links-style course in the St. Louis area. After all, it is the number one public golf course in St. Louis, and it's the only one with bent grass fairways. Only public course in the region with bent grass fairways. Gateway National offers golfers the rare opportunity to return to the rich traditions of the game with rolling links in the heart of the country. Gentle mounds and plenty of tall grasses. Spacious fairways, and of course, when you play number 3, well, you just aim for the Gateway Arch. That's right, the iconic St. Louis Arch is right there. Gateway National Golf Links, the number one public golf course in St. Louis and the only one with bent grass, with a friendly staff to make your day a memorable one, to make your tee time the best way, and the best rates are online at GatewayNational.com. Gateway National, always in great shape. And remember that website, GatewayNational.com. That's where you'll find the best rates, GatewayNational.com. Well, Bob, we do hope folks come and see me at Gateway National, but this week, ooh, it is the Players. Whether you want to call it the fifth major or whatever, it stands alone. It's their tournament. The TPC Sawgrass, they've got a playoff. If the playoff occurs, they play 16, the par 5, 17, and then the difficult 18th. Only $15 million at stake, $2.7 million to the winner, 600 FedEx Cup points. And maybe more important than any of the stuff we mentioned, even the 2.7, is a 10-year exemption. I mean, you can't put a value on that. Rory is the defending champion. Of course, Bob, this is where the PGA Tour halted last year because of COVID, so there was an event last year, and Rory wowed him in 2019. We got 47 of the top 50 guys in the world in the FedEx Cup rankings that are going to be there.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brooks Koepka out due to a sprained right knee. You know, yep. Jay, we're getting to the juncture where the concern for Brooks Koepka continues to pile up.
Well, I thought based on the way he had played and kind of come back and what he did in Phoenix that we were past that. But clearly we're not, and that's scary because we know how quiet they were last fall and into the early winter, but then he came out and played some good golf and won a golf tournament, but it's got to kill him to not be playing at the Players. And unfortunately, Danny Willett is out due to a positive COVID test. Hopefully he'll be all right by the time Augusta rolls around.
Yeah, we're going to miss Brooks Koepka and certainly hope that he has a complete and full recovery. He really is good for the game. Dustin Johnson, 11 starts, but only one top 10 finish at this event. Do you have any insight into why that's happening, Jay?
I have none whatsoever. I mean, other than it's a darn hard golf course, and you got to be on your game. If you're not ready to go Thursday, you're not going to find it on that golf course. It's not like that. I'll be curious to see how Dustin Johnson plays this week, because, you know, I think he's got a huge chance to win the Masters in November and the Masters in April. I mean, a huge opportunity. And I'm not sure with Dustin Johnson, it'll matter if he doesn't play well at the Masters. I mean at the Players, to give you an indication of what he's going to do at the Masters. But as you said, only one top 10 in 11 starts, that's crazy. Now, back to Bryson. I heard them talking about an in-course out-of-bounds on the 18th hole at the Players Championship. And I've been lucky enough to play it with our buddy Mark Carnevale, the 92 Rookie of the Year, four or five times. And I said, what do you mean in course out of bounds? I'm trying to think to myself, what's right? That somebody, I mean, there's trouble. There's all kinds of stuff. And now they're talking about because of where he can potentially hit it left, left of the lake, Bob. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I kept saying, what do you mean in course out of bounds?
Well, I think they had to make it out of bounds because they couldn't come up with a boat that would take the player from his launch pad there on 18 over to the left. So they made it out of bounds. And, hey, that's okay. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do. We went through we went through the Tiger proofing. You know what's amazing, Jay? And I know what a great stick you were in your heyday playing down there at the University of South Carolina. What I get a kick out of, late on Wednesday, Jay, there seemed to be so many players that were searching for that secret. Man, I'm a firm believer. If you don't have who you're going to dance with by Wednesday, you're probably not going to be dancing on Saturday.
Well, and especially at a place like this, where everything is kind of on the edge, even the first couple of days, and the wind can be such a factor. You know, there are golf courses on the PGA Tour that you can play okay and still shoot 67, 68, 69, your putter, you maybe make a couple. You're not going to fool TPC at Sawgrass. I mean, you make your own breaks there. You're not just going to get them handed to you. And the greens apparently are at 14, and they better watch out if the wind picks up. I think that people really enjoyed, and clearly players enjoyed, Bob, and they commented on it last week, especially Spieth and Bryson, the fact that there was a gallery. It may not be the throngs of people, and maybe that's okay. And it certainly is fitting with the situation as it is right now. But they're going to have about 20%. Of the capacity. All fans are being asked to wear masks and do their best to social distance, which I think, you know, it adds something, you know, to the event.
Yeah, certainly being there in person is very difficult to duplicate. I never thought that I would ever be able to say this, talking about a golf tournament, every shot from every player can be watched this week on PGA Tour Live. 100 cameras around the course. Obviously, this is put in for betting.
Bob, when I was a kid, say 9 years old, we're talking 1978, I'd ask my dad if I could go with him on Thursday afternoon of the Masters, because there really was hardly any TV coverage, and he worked at a television station, and they had a ticker. People are probably going, what the hell is Jay talking about, a ticker? They had a UPI wire that would print the scores every hour of where the players stood. I mean, you could watch any shot of any player. I mean, it's just golf smothered in golf, which is great for golf geeks like you and I and people that listen to this show. So the more the merrier. I think it's unbelievable.
1978, you said, with your father, I was putting in my first set of retirement papers by that time, my friend. Hey,
they
what
were
about
happy to get you.
Yeah. What about these numbers, though, Jay? 2016, 36 balls found the water on 17. In 17, 69. 18, 54. In 2019, 45 balls found the water. I mean, it looks so easy. And it is easy unless the tournament's on the line on a Sunday afternoon, then suddenly it's not so easy.
Yeah, it's that look that you see, and all you see is a plot of land out there, and the rest is water, and it becomes a whole lot tighter when you're in the hunt on Sunday, and it's one of the most iconic holes in the world of golf. Some great pairings, as you would expect. Patrick Reed, who bombed last week. I just can't play him in DraftKings. I got to leave him alone. Rombo and Jordan Spieth. Can Spieth continue? You wonder at what point Spieth's going to run into a wall. But this is great stuff from him. Bryson, along with Morikawa, the two guys that got their first majors last year and have followed it up with victories. And there he is, Dustin Johnson. Daniel Berger, Adam Scott, and Shane Lowry. Bob, we haven't heard a ton from Shane Lowry this year.
You know, in a way, I really feel bad because winning the Open Championship in his own country, I thought it was just going to be a massive year of celebration for Shane, but obviously other things came into play, and he really didn't get the enjoyment that he would have loved to. Louis Oosthuizen going to be playing with Lee Westwood and Robert McIntyre. How about Phil Mickelson? I heard a stat the other day, Jay, and, you know, they say records are never to be broken. For the first time in 1,452 weeks, Phil Mickelson fell out of the top 100. 1,452 weeks. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
This kid has been one of the two or three best golfers in the world for his age since he was seven. And I'm talking year in, year out for his age. God bless him. He's going to have a decision to make probably in the next 6 months as it relates to whether he wants to really jump into the television booth or be more of a Champions Tour guy. But it's great to see him at the Players Championship. Sergio, Webb Simpson, a former champion, and, of course, Rory McIlroy, in essence, the defending champion since there wasn't one last year. Tyrrell Hatton, right there. Paul Casey, consistent. Xander Schauffele, who you never, maybe not the sexiest pick in the world or the sexiest guy to follow, but he's always there. Lanto Griffin, Corey Connors, two really good young players, paired with Ricky Fowler, who you're still kind of wondering about. Bob, who is your long shot and who is your pick for the Players?
Well, my long shot, and many will say he's not really a long shot, but I think in reality he is. Victor Hovland is going to come from nowhere. And my favorite is Justin Thomas. Now, who are you going to give, Jay, to your many listeners on DraftKings? You got to.
I mean, Vic Hovland just won. Well, he plays good every week, and he's your long shot. It's not easy to get a long shot here because you'd have 47 of the top 50 in the world. I mean, all these guys are good. My pick is Webb Simpson. He's won there before. I think he's consistent off the tee, which you've got to be, and he's also very precise with his irons, and you really have to hit the ball to certain spots. Now, my long shot is not as much far off from you. Cameron Smith, who's played very good golf this year. The Aussie, I'll go with Cam Smith as my long shot, but it's tough to have long shots. I'm also throwing in on my DraftKings team to go with Cam Smith, Tommy Fleet, Jason Day, Patrick Cantlay. Day did not play as well as he would have liked on Sunday at Bay Hill, but I think he's trending the right way. Cantlay has played well at the TPC, and I had to take a lower price guy, and I just took Abe Anser because I hope that maybe he'll sneak in an eagle or two. But it's going to be a fun week, Bob, and I think the game is in a really good position when you've got stars winning and stars at the top like we've seen, and we're getting closer to Augusta. This is just a prelude.
Well, after being scolded by Jay Randolph Jr., and I hate that, I'm going to withdraw Hovland. Victor Hovland, and I'm going to slip in Paul Casey as my long shot. All right, make you feel better, buddy.
It does a little bit. I mean, Dick has been top 10 like 7 of the last 10 events he's played. But like I said, you got so many good players here that it sets up to be really good. And with that type of golf course, I think we're going to have a lot of drama, Bob, on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just before we wrap it up, taking a look at the schedule coming up at the end of the month in Georgetown, Texas. On the 25th of March, there's going to be a special golf tournament to honor the late, great J.L. Lewis. More details will follow right here in the Grill Room. J.L., one of the true great guys ever to play the game, lost his life way too early to cancer. Just keep that date in mind, March 25th. We'll be back next week to wrap things up from Ponte Vedra.